Welcome back to Tawati Mechanach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Mrs. Michal Horowitz. Today we will continue our study of Sefer Tehillim, Kapitel Mem Aleph. We are up to chapter 41. Here we go. Lamnatzech Mizmor LeDavid, to the conductor, a psalm for David. Ashrei Maskil Aldal B'yom Ra'ah Yimalatehu Hashem. Fortunate is the one who pays attention to the poor. The Lord will deliver him in his day of trouble. Steinzelt Ktuvim, Maskil, which is translated here as one who attends to, literally means one who shows understanding for, from the word Seichel, intelligence, wisdom. The psalmist speaks of a person who not only aids the sick, but does so with sensitivity, in a way that maximizes benefit and minimizes embarrassment and shame. And therefore, fortunate is the one who attends to the poor person. On the day of his troubles, Hashem will support him. I find it interesting that this is the last kapitel for your reference in the first book of Tehillim, Sefer Rishon. And it's interesting that it begins with the word Ashrei, because if you remember, Tehillim opens with the word Ashrei. Perek Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, Ashrei Ha'ish, Asher lo halach ba'atzat rishaim. And here at the conclusion of Sefer Aleph of Tehillim, we conclude the kapitel. We begin the concluding kapitel after the introductory Lamnatzeach Mizmor LeDavid. We begin the concluding kapitel with Ashrei. We started Tehillim with Ashrei. We end Sefer Aleph with Ashrei. Hashem yishmerehu v'yichayehu. Ve'usher ba'aretz, v'al titneinu b'nefesh oivav. Hashem will guard him, yishmerehu, v'chayehu. He will give him life, sustain him. He will be made fortunate on the earth. He will not give him into the hands of his enemies. So here King David is talking about the person who trusts in God, who goes in the straight path. Hashem will protect him, give him life, won't give him over to his enemies. Pasuk dalet. Hashem yisadenu al eres dav devai. Hashem will support him. Yisadenu, he will uphold him on his sick bed. Kol mishkavo hafachta b'chaleyo. You change his bed during his illness. Steinzelt k'tuvim. God will see to it that he is cared for in his own illness. Changing the bed linens is one example of how to aid a sick person. So the person who supports the pauper in his time of need will ultimately be supported by God in his time of need. B'midash adam modeid modedino. Ani amarti Hashem chaneni. I have said, Hashem be gracious to me. Rifa'a nafshi. Heal my soul. Ki chatasi lach. For I have sinned to you. And when a person sins, they are spiritually ill. And David HaMelech asks that Hashem should heal his soul. Spiritual illness is a result of sin. Oivai yamru rali. My enemies speak bad against me. Masai yamus v'avad shmo. They say, when will he die and his name will be lost? V'im balir oshav yidaber libo yikabet avilno yetzei lachutz yidaber. I'm up to Pasuk Zayin. And if someone comes to see him, he speaks words, false words. His heart gathers wickedness. Only when he goes outside, he speaks of it to others. So the traitors, the enemies come, and they come to see with falsehood. They speak in the heart, but when they leave, yetzei lachutz yedaber, that's when they speak the truth to others. He's describing here his enemies are against him. Pasuchas, yachar alai yislachashu, kolsonai, together they whisper all my enemies about me. About me, they think bad, li, about me. So he's describing when he's on his sickbed, the enemies come to see him. They don't speak the truth before him, but when they leave, they speak wickedly. They whisper all of my enemies about me. They think about me bad in their heart. Pasuk tes, what do they say? About me, dvar blial yatsuk bo. An incurable illness has taken hold of him. Asher shachav lo yosif kum. He is laid down. He will not continue to rise. Pasuk Yod, Gam Ish Shlomi, even a person who is whole with me, Asher Batachtibo, that I trusted in him, Ochal Lachmi, he who came with me to eat my bread in the past, Higdil Alai Akev. He lifted his heel against me. So here David HaMelech is describing that the person I thought I could trust, a person who was whole with me, the person who sat and ate my bread, I see he lifted his foot against me, his heel, as if to trample me. Listen again, because I want to talk about this pasuk and this idea. Gam ish shlomi, from the word shalem, the person who was whole, complete, at peace with me, asher batachti bo, I trusted in him. O chalachmi, he came at my table, he sat with me, we ate bread together, he ate my bread, he gdil alai ekev. His heel has grown great over me. The idea that trusting in a bus or a dam is futilities of futilities. I thought I was at peace. I thought I was whole with him. I thought I could trust him. I thought he was my friend. He came and he ate my bread. And I see his heels raised, ready to trample me. Contrast to that, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Va'ata Hashem, however, as for you, God, Chaneni v'hakimeni, have mercy upon me, lift me up, V'ashalm Alahem, and I will pay them back. B'zos yadati ki chafatzibi, with this I will know that you have desired me. Ki lo yaria oivi alai, you did not let my enemies gain footing over me, you did not let my enemies do bad against me. V'ani betumi tamachta bi, but I, in purity and innocence, know that you will always support me. You will keep me upright. You will stand me upright before you always. Before we say the last pasuk of the Sefer Aleph of Tehillim, I want to talk about this idea, what David HaMelech expresses here. He's bewildered. He seems surprised. How could this be? Gam ishlomi asher batachtiba. There was a man of wholesomeness, of shalom with me. I trusted him. Ochel lachmi. He came to me. He ate my bread. Is it possible he raises his heel over me? David HaMelech realizes that the flesh and blood that he trusted in cannot be trusted. Only Va'at Hashem Chaneni V'Hakimeni, it is only you, God, who will be merciful to me, who can stand me up. V'Hashamalam, let me pay them back. It's a very powerful idea that we've seen the idea of Bitachon so frequently in this first Sefer of Tehillim, Sefer Aleph, Sefer Rishon. The idea that ultimately we can only have bitachon and amun in the Ribono Shel Olam. Sometimes we think we can trust in other people, but ultimately they prove themselves to be traitors. They were whole and complete with me. I trusted them. They came to my table and they ate my bread. But now I see in my time of need, they have turned against me. It is only in you, God, that I know I will find compassion and the ability to stand upright, and you will help me pay them back. How do I know that you have desired me, Hashem? You will not let my enemies rise up and bat over me. Reminds me of a very powerful piece by Rabbi Soloveitchik, Rabbi Joseph B. Soloveitchik, the Rav Zatzal. I quote from the Sefer, The Rav, The World of Rabbi Joseph B. Soloveitchik, Volume 2, by Rabbi Arna Kefet Rothkopf. This is actually the first entry into the Sefer. It is called A Child's Total Faith. It was related by the Rav in his lecture on Parsha Chaye Sarah. To the Yeshiva University of Rabbinic Alumni, Yeshiva University, November 1973. The Rav proposes a very powerful idea. In the English language, the word faith, amuna, faith, F-A-I-T-H, is profaned when applied to man. For instance, it is improper to say, I have faith in another human being. You know, a person will say, believe me, you say, I believe you, I have faith in you. The Rav says it is improper to say, I have faith in another human being. From a strictly philosophical and philological viewpoint, no one can have faith in another man. It is blasphemy to say, I have faith in man. You can say you have confidence in man, but not faith. To have faith in your fellow human being would mean the deification of man. Deity, you're making man into a deity. It is sacrilegious to say you have faith in another human being. Something that we use in our colloquial language all the time. I have faith in you. Just trust me. I trust you. I have faith in you. I won't let you down. Says the Rav. Faith means an absolute act which results in complete reliance without any reservations, without any conditions, without any qualifications. Faith means complete trust. Here he introduces us to the idea of bitachon. Faith is emunah and trust is bitachon. Complete trust. The person in whom I have faith will not betray me. Never, never, never. How could a person absolutely guarantee that without qualification, without reservation, they will never betray you? I think often, in regard to this piece, you make a promise to a child. We're going to take a cholam baicha. We're going to go to the Bronx Zoo this cholam. Then the weather is not conducive, or somebody's not feeling well, or an emergency came up, or plans changed. The child believed in you. That you can't keep your word because you're flesh and blood. You're fallible. Only God can absolutely keep his word. And therefore, only in God can we have absolute faith. Faith in God also requires something else, says the Rav. It requires something else of us. Faith in God requires that the faithful suspend judgment from time to time. Sometimes to have faith doesn't make sense. My grandfather wrote, in his Holocaust memoirs, my grandfather, Yitzhak Ben Moshe, Alav HaShalom, his Holocaust memoirs are called in 7 camps in 3 years. My grandfather was 25 when the Holocaust broke out. He lived in Poland. He got married at the end of 1939, so figure 3 months after the war broke out. And his daughter, Devorah, was born Parshat Beshalach, early January 1941, year and a half after the Holocaust broke out. His wife was murdered, his first daughter was murdered, his family was murdered. And he writes that at the end of a day of long slave labor, we lay on the barracks, me and my bunkmate, and we spoke about the murderers, that they were sent by God, and their end is near. And we said, whoever survives this hell will live to see a Jewish state. Whoever survives this hell will live to see the Messiah. His memoirs were written in Yiddish. My mother had them professionally translated for us a number of years ago. That's the suspending of one's judgment, the suspending of rationality. That makes no sense. To lay in the barracks, in the pit of hell, with no end in sight, and to be able to say, whoever survives this hell will live to see a Jewish state. Whoever survives this hell will live to see the Messiah in 7 camps in 3 years. Things I cannot fathom or begin to understand with even the smallest ounce of my being. His wife was murdered. His baby daughter was murdered. His family was murdered. To be able to say, I believe in the coming of the Messiah. And even though he may tarry, yet nevertheless I believe, says the Rav, faith in God requires something else of us. It requires that the faithful suspend judgment from time to time. It is not only the surrender of the body, but faith and trust in God require the surrender of the mind. Emunah confronts man with a challenge to suspend his intuitive judgment, to act irrationally and illogically. My grandfather further writes that when they were in Buzin, the slave labor camp of Buzin, they came back from a hard day of slave labor. We gathered in the barracks so that Ne'ilah could be davened with a quorum. But for us, the heavens were closed, yet together we all vigorously pleaded for help. This is not rational. This is not logical. And yet the inner amunah of a Jew confronts man, and it confronts him with the challenge that he suspend his intuitive judgment to act irrationally and illogically. It's not rational or logical to say in the pit of hell that I believe in the coming of the Messiah, and whoever survives this hell will live to see the Jewish state. It's not rational to dream or to believe of such a reality, and yet they did. That's the emunah of a Jew. At times, man must act in a certain fashion, even though he does not understand why he is required to conduct himself in such a manner. Faith confronts man, says the Rav, with the challenge to suspend his judgment, to deny the principle or norm he has been preaching all his life. All his life, Avram preached chesed. When he was 100 years old, the child was born. When the child was 37, Kachnas binchas yichidach shar haftas yitzchak. Chapter 22 of Genesis. It's not rational. It's not logical. The faithful must suspend judgment from time to time. Faith is not only surrender of the body, but of the mind. And therefore, says the Rav, it is profaned to use the word faith in regard to a fellow human being. It is improper to say I have faith in another human being. From a strictly philosophical and philological viewpoint, no one can have faith in another man. It is blasphemy to say I have faith in man. You can have confidence in man, but not faith. To have faith in people would be the deification of man. It is sacrilegious. We must surrender and suspend judgment. Faith means complete trust. You can never put complete trust in a human being because sometimes, against their will, plans may change. Their promise may be revoked. Faith means that the one in whom I have faith will not betray me. Never, never, never. And even when we act in an irrational fashion, even when we are confronted with the challenge of suspending judgment, we believe in the Ribono Shel Olam. Says David HaMelech, Gam Ish Shlomi, my grandfather writes, and the wicked Poles, our neighbors of 1,000 years, stood by and laughed at our terrible misfortune. Gam Ish Shlomi, Asher Batachti Bo, a man who I thought was whole and complete with me, at peace with me. I trusted him. Ochel Lachmi, he used to come, he ate my bread. Higdil Alai Ekev, he raised his heel to trample me. But you, Hashem, have mercy. Establish me. Let me pay them back. With this I know that you desired me. You did not let my enemies do wicked over me. And therefore, in my innocence, you have supported me. You stand me before you forever. Baruch Hashem, Elokei Yisrael, Meha Olam, Va'ad Ha'olam, Amen, Va'amen. Blessed is Hashem, the God of Israel, from Olam to Olam, Amen, Va'amen. What does Olam to Olam mean? Rav Shamsher Val Hirsch, in his commentary to Tehillim, says the first Olam refers to the unforeseeable future that is concealed from the view of man, eternity. And the second Olam refers to the past that has been hidden from our eye. It means from all the days past throughout all time to come. Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael, we bless God, the Lord of Israel, Meha Olam Va'ad Ha'olam, from the future that is hidden from us, but we know it will come, to the past that is concealed from us, that we know happened. We bless God, says Rav Hirsch, from eternity to eternity means from all the days past throughout all the times to come. And how does Sefer Rishon conclude? Amen, amen. We affirm that it is correct. How beautiful that we spoke today about Amunah and Bitachon. Amen, 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 being the Shorash Alf Mem Nun, the affirmation that God is true, that God was, is, and will be. And amen, of course, is the three-letter root of Amunah, which was the topic of today's shir. The shir should be a schosali in a shamer for Sonia Finkelstein, Alal Sham, Chanasar, Bachayim Leib. I thank you for allowing me this chus of journeying through Sefer Aleph of Tehillim with you, Kapitlech Aleph through Mem Aleph. I hope everybody enjoyed and learned something new. I thank the OU Women's Initiative for the opportunity to open up Ketuvim, Lahagdil Torah Ulaha Adira. Thank you so much, everybody. Enjoy the journey into Sefer Bet with your new teacher tomorrow, Kol Tov, and I wish you all a wonderful day. Thank you so much to all.